The right to privacy is often defined as the right to be let alone. That's a phrase that's been in use in a legal sense since at least the late 1800s, when Michigan Judge Thomas Cooley included the words in a legal opinion. The right to be let alone recognizes that there's a real human need for privacy and resulting times when most human beings have the right to shield themselves from the public gaze. Privacy has evolved from its earliest days into well-accepted torts like publication of private facts and intrusion into seclusion. The definitions for those torts often factor in societal values. As long as we regard privacy as an important part of life, the law will be responsive. Privacy, in Thomas Cooley's words, came to mind recently. First, the Secret Service accused a husband and wife of sneaking into a White House dinner. And then, just a few days later, Tiger Woods stopped the virtual presses for what otherwise would have been a surprising but fairly routine traffic accident. Two stories, two families with completely different privacy values. The suburban Washington husband and wife apparently don't hold privacy in high regard. The two, news reports say, hope to be cast as a featured family on The Real Housewives of Washington, D.C. That's a cable television program that's previously given us gaze upon women and men in Orange County, California, New York, Atlanta, and New Jersey. Cameras follow the happily and not so happily married as they shop for diamonds or drink themselves into oblivion. We learn about their plastic surgeries, hear paternity results as they do, and witness table-flipping rage, all because the housewives and their loved ones have promised to show us everything. We don't know for sure how much these women and men earn for their shockingly candid and sometimes profoundly embarrassing openness. Whatever it is will never be enough to close the door that they've so willingly thrown open, possibly forevermore. Contrast that train wreck with a recent car wreck in Florida. Breaking news emails from even remarkably sedate news outlets reported that Tiger Woods had been in a car crash, that he again and again refused to speak with police, and that he wouldn't play in his own upcoming golf tournament. It's not a contract, but Tiger Woods' celebrity, generated by his athletic talent, that's left his life open to view. Woods tellingly and poignantly named his yacht Privacy, as if he and his family could ever hope to be alone, even on open waters. Pleas for privacy made by a public figure often fall on quite skeptical ears. The question is which family, the publicity seekers or the privacy seekers, is most like the rest of us? I suspect that many would-be housewives and others who yearn for publicity would yearn for privacy in very short order. And that's the best argument for why the law shouldn't look to the Housewives franchise and other televised real-life shenanigans as some sort of social norm. Quite simply, would-be celebrities don't know what they're getting into, and they won't, until they've achieved a level of publicity that won't allow them to ever again return to privacy. Justice Cooley's right to be let alone is even more relevant today, in an age when so much can be revealed so quickly. We just have to hope that courts find us less like the housewives and more like the Woods. I'm Amy Guida.